In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I honestly prefer in my preaching not to say anything that might remind people of how young I am. But I was struck over and over again this week by an image, and I've learned to pay attention when that happens, because if I try to preach on something else, the image will sneak in there anyway. And the image that came to me this week comes from a movie that I loved as a child, which was The Karate Kid. So you can start dating me if you need to. But, and that movie has a lot going on in it for a film about, you know, a kid learning karate. But there's sort of themes that are at play. And I offered you that they have a little bit to do with today's gospel. So bear with me. So the boy in this story has sort of been bullied, and he decides he wants to learn martial arts. He's kind of not a popular kid. He doesn't have a very easy life. And he thinks if only he can learn karate, the bullies will leave him alone, and he'll sort of be able to handle the world that he's living in. So on he goes, and he sort of tries to work with the kind of cool group in town that's doing it. And finally, he instead finds this older man who's willing to be his teacher, the sort of famous Mr. Miyagi from the Karate Kid movie. And he goes to him, and Mr. Miyagi starts teaching him, and he hates it because what he has him do is chores. And one of the famous sort of twists of the movie is that he'll go and he'll make him scrub cabinets, and the kind of famous line is wax on, wax off. And he has to do the waxing of these cabinets over and over again, day by day, before Mr. Miyagi is going to be willing to train him. Well, finally he kind of gets upset, and they have a confrontation about it, and it's revealed to him that all this motion that he's been going through with his body was really the fundamental form of what the martial art was. So the waxing of the cabinet was also a rising outward block or something like that. And he realizes that he's been instructed to do things that have built up in him strength and ability. And then he kind of goes on, and he's able to begin competing in karate. And by the end of the movie, he encounters another boy who he's fighting for the championship. And the other boy is sort of angry and a little bit hateful. But the Karate Kid is able to stay centered, and he's learned to be confident in himself. He's learned that this is about sort of having an inner strength as well. And so he doesn't have to hate, even though he's able to win the tournament. Now, that is a little bit like the story of Nicodemus in some ways. Because here's a man who's very concerned about the motions of faith. And he's good at them, right? He's a teacher of Israel. He's a rabbi. Nicodemus is this man who's coming to Jesus, but he's coming to Jesus by night because he's not sure that what Jesus is teaching is true. He's not sure if this man is an upstart or a rabble-rouser. He doesn't know if he's a prophet or just somebody crazy in the world. And there are probably people we could imagine like this. I mean, people who sort of will preach prophetic things or demand that we pay attention to justice or issues. And some of them we think of as conspiracy theorists, and others of them we think of as sort of having holy wisdom to give to us. Nicodemus wasn't sure which Jesus was, and there may have been some politics with being an occupied state by the Romans, but for whatever reason, he goes by night. And they have this discussion about how people are saved and how it is that God loves the world. And out of their conversation, this sort of holy, secret conversation that happens at night, we hear some of the deepest wisdom of God for the world, including that famous line, "For God so loved the world that he gave for us his only Son, not for judgment, but to show God's love to the world." This is about the deepest motions of faith. And it's up to us, like Nicodemus, to figure out how it is we can begin building those movements in our lives. What are, if you will, the chores that begin to show us how to move? Where are the scrubbing of the cabinets that will show us the movements that we go through in our lives of faith? For Nicodemus, it wasn't a public act at first. He had to come secretly. He had to start in the middle of the night. And I think that's fine. He went on to be a faithful follower of Jesus. And after the crucifixion, he was one of the people who worked really hard to sort of make sure that Jesus was taken care of and that his body was brought down and placed into a tomb instead of sort of left up on display. But in our own lives, and particularly in the season of Lent, it can be harder to know what it is to follow Jesus. It can be a little harder to find the moments where we can connect and hear his voice and learn from him. Now, I believe that there are chores that help us. I believe that the great invitations of Lent to things like fasting and prayer, to the study of Scripture, to taking something on or giving something up, to just make an intentional moment in our life where we're focusing on what it is God's calling us to do, what it is God's asking us to do, are in fact moments that help us to build up that strength. I believe that practicing faith, even when we feel a little silly doing it, even if we're not sure it feels fully comfortable, but praying when you're not sure how to pray is what teaches you how to pray when you need to. And going through the life of faith, living the life of faith, practicing the life of faith is what will build up in us the strength we need when we're really called on to seize and cling to and use our faith in the world. Now, I wish that I had a list of cabinets that need scrubbing that would sort of take care of this for you. I'm sure the church does, actually, if anyone would like to scrub cabinets. But I wish that I knew for each and every one of you what those things would be. But I believe that we have to find them ourselves. So it's part of what makes the Lenten tradition of giving up something personally or taking something on personally such a wonderful tradition for the life of the church. Because the message of God isn't that everyone should, like the Pharisees, go through this checklist of things for their faith, but that each person needs to come to the way of Jesus and find out what it looks like in their life. That's a challenging thing, and it's a hard thing for us to claim. It can be a hard thing for us to talk about. It's something that we don't always share with our neighbors or bring up at dinner parties or even practice well in the privacy of our own lives. But it's there for us to do, because life has its challenges and so does faith. And if we don't build up the strength when we're feeling healthy with our faith, we don't go through the motions, if we don't practice our faith when we can, it's a lot harder to hold on to it when we need it or when it's challenged. Now, I believe that like the ending of that Karate Kid movie, there is a goal for us, which is sort of to be transformed into seeing the world in a different way. He was able to give up anger and hatred. He was able to stop judging the bullies who were bullying him and to just sort of stand in the confidence of his own self. But we're called to something a little bit more than that. The duty, the vocation of a Christian is to try as mightily as we're able to see the world the way God sees it. To look on everyone in our lives with the eyes that God has and to see them with love and grace. To see them as a beloved child of God and somebody that God is calling into greater things, even as God calls us into greater things. It's a challenge to practice our faith in a way that will help us to see the world that way. But it is one of the core challenges of what it is to be a Christian. And it's a wonderful thing to focus time on during Lent as we prepare for Holy Week and the great celebrations of Easter. So I pray for you this week that you can find some chores to do, some cabinets that need waxing or whatever it will look like in your life, that will help you build up your faith, whether it's praying or reading Scripture or just practicing love in the life that you have and in the relationships that you have with friends and family and those around you. Whatever it is, may you find Christ in that and be drawn more into his way of looking at the world. Amen.